This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The first Nobel Prize of the year has been awarded.
The Nobel Assembly at Karolinska Institutet has today decided to award the 2023 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine jointly to Katalin Karikó and Drew Weissman for their discoveries concerning nucleoside base modifications that enabled the development of effective mRNA vaccines against COVID-19.
The Nobel Prize for Medicine kicks off this year's awards, with the remaining five to be unveiled in the coming days. The prize comes with about $1 million. California's governor has named the late Senator Dianne Feinstein's replacement. Here's AP correspondent Donna Warder.
Governor Gavin Newsom on Sunday selected LaFonza Butler, a Democratic strategist and advisor to Kamala Harris's 2020 presidential campaign. Newsom had pledged to appoint a black woman if Feinstein's seat became open, and Butler will be the only black woman serving in the U.S. Senate, as well as the first openly LGBTQ person to represent California in the chamber. Newsom says in a statement that reproductive freedom, equal protection, and safety from gun violence were priorities that Feinstein fought for in Congress, and he says that Butler will, quote, carry the baton left by Senator Feinstein, end quote. I'm Donna Warder.
Some of Europe's top diplomats have gathered in Kyiv in a display of support for Ukraine's fight against Russia's invasion as signs emerge of political strain in Europe and the United States about the war. The foreign ministers from all European Union's 27 member countries converged on the Ukrainian capital for an unannounced informal meeting that officials said would review the bloc's support. This is VOA News. Forces from Manila, Britain, Canada, Japan, and the United States kicked off on Monday 2 weeks of joint naval exercises in Philippine waters as a show of force amid flaring regional tension. Former U.S. President Donald Trump, his adult sons, the Trump Organization, and others go on trial on Monday in New York State, in court, in Manhattan, in a civil fraud case brought by the New York State Attorney General, Letitia James. It's been about a year since FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange, collapsed and declared bankruptcy. On Tuesday, Sam Bankman-Fried, the indicted founder of the company, goes on trial. Reuters correspondent Luke Cohen says federal prosecutors have called it one of the biggest financial frauds in U.S. history.
The 31-year-old is accused of stealing billions of dollars in FTX customer funds. Federal prosecutors say he used the money to plug losses at Alameda Research, which was a crypto-focused hedge fund that he also owned, and to buy luxury real estate and donate tens of millions of dollars to U.S. political campaigns. Now, the former billionaire has pleaded not guilty. He has acknowledged risk management failures at his companies, but says he never intended to steal any funds.
Reuters correspondent Luke Cohen, who says his lawyers are expected to argue at trial that Bankman-Fried thought FTX was allowed to make investments with customer funds, like banks use deposits to make loans. Indonesian President Joko Widodo has inaugurated Southeast Asia's first high-speed railway, which begins its commercial operations on Monday, a key project under China's Belt and Road Infrastructure Initiative that will drastically cut the travel time between two key cities. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The $7.3 billion project connects Jakarta with Bandung, the heavily populated capital of West Java Province. It will cut travel time between the cities from the current 3 hours to about 40 minutes. Its use of electrical energy is expected to reduce carbon emissions. Widodo, in his opening remarks, officially named Indonesia's first high-speed railway, the fastest in Southeast Asia, with speeds of up to 217 miles per hour, as WOOSH, an acronym from the Indonesian word for time-saving and reliability. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Egyptian authorities say a huge fire broke out in a police headquarters in northeastern Egypt. At least 38 people have been injured. They say the fire ripped through the police headquarters on Monday in the province of Ismailia. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.